This is Dot. I play Binary on Resting Glitch Face. Come check us out on all your major podcatchers. But now, you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system. With Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
We're here to fix the broken refresher.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
I think I have a tension headache starting.
Kaylee Jung as the Mandalorian, Bree.
Zon, you still have Carmel on your fingers.
May Coker is the Zeltron enforcer, Zon.
Hi! You're pretty! We're not good at this.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
You know, I saw a hollow that started like that once.
Episode 803, The Fall. After the murder of Jedi Master Reyes, the crew makes some new allies and retreat to a familiar bar to await contact. When the contact finally comes, the crew makes plans to sneak into the old Jedi Temple. Meanwhile, a cryptic call from D4 will change the crew's lives forever.
Alright, let's roll some Destiny dice.
Two light side.
One dark side.
Two light side, my friends.
One dark side from me.
One dark side from me.
Yay. Four light side, three dark side.
Just have to remember to use them properly.
Or improperly.
I say 7 years, we still haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
Awen looks over at the group. I have some coordinates. It looks like we have to go back to the settlement we landed in.
That was fast.
There's a warehouse they want us to meet.
They want us to meet a building?
No, we have to meet in a meet in the warehouse, Bree.
Ah, well, that makes a lot more sense. Thank you, Tazi.
Or is it a person who becomes a warehouse when the moon is full?
Quint.
Where?
Come on.
I get it! A warehouse.
Quint, how much have you had to drink?
Not as much as not.
I never have enough.
I'm going out to the limo.
Do we still have the limo?
When I last checked.
Because we left it behind in the city. I mean, it was registered to Zon's mom, who is here.
No, we walked.
Wasn't somebody bringing it? We did walk, didn't we?
Yes, because I was escorting Bodhi.
Walking is awful.
Mm-hmm, like peasants.
Zon, walking is fine. Your boots weren't squishy this time.
It's true.
I don't think we should walk back to that settlement. I think we should walk back to the limo or get another ride.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I vote limo. It's much better than anything else we could probably pick up here.
If it's available, Zon, it just might be flagged at this point. Let's go see.
Fine.
Bree will get up and head out. Okay. You guys walk to where you left the limo, and it is still there, locked up, waiting for you.
See? It's great. Let's get back in here.
A1, can you check it for any sort of tracking device or explosive?
It's just a car. Come on, guys.
Sure.
Well, it's not the car we're worried about. It's the potential explosive.
Yeah, Zon, this is actually a pretty legit check.
Fine.
Zon, if I were to kill us, I would probably either shoot us directly or, knowing that we are possessed of some acumen in combat, blow us up from a distance.
That's lazy.
Yes, but it means you don't get shot and you get paid.
I guess that's smart.
It's fair. I've done it.
You have?
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger and first in the game, it's a pretty easy kill.
Well, apparently everybody does this. Did you do this, Tazi?
I've never blown anybody up on purpose like that. Huh. But let's say that, you know, vehicles have exploded.
Okay. There any bombs on this one, A1?
Nope.
See? We're fine.
Tracking devices?
Nope.
A1?
Yes?
Good job.
Zon jumps in the back and flips on the mirrored ball.
A1 pops up in the little droid slot. Mount up.
Bree gets in.
Yeah. Quint will get in.
You guys are off, heading back to the settlement.
Tazi is trying to keep things low-key. Drive casual.
Okay. You drive the nice short drive back to the settlement you guys were in.
What's the Imperial presence like on our way back, Chris?
They're still the same basic patrols you saw on the roads.
Okay.
Nothing new.
Okay.
So pretty standard.
No problem getting through checkpoints?
Nope. Everything's pretty standard. You know, you can count on, you know, every 10 minutes you're going to see another Imperial either speeder or TIE fighter go overhead as they're doing their normal patrols.
Either we didn't get flagged or they're being really low-key themselves.
Or they believe us.
I mean, that's possible, too.
Yeah, possible.
I mean, my mom apparently in the evil society is pretty cool.
I don't know if those terms, you know, cool and evil, like she may be maybe powerful, maybe the term.
Well, yeah, that too.
Charismatic.
I mean, she's got a lot of money. She's got a lot of money in that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Lots. I mean, look, stupid little mirrored ball thing. In a car. Whatever.
I mean, I kind of like it.
We can have a sitting dance party.
We'll get you one for the cockpit.
Do you think we can?
I mean, we have this one here. We could just... I'm sure A1 could install it in the cockpit.
Oh, yeah. Let's just pull this down. Zahn reaches up to grab the thing and rip it off.
Not yet. Not yet, Zahn.
What?
Bree grabs your hand.
Fine.
We want to enjoy it until we get back to the ship, Zahn.
Okay. I'll get it for you later, Tazi.
And you know, you're... Yeah, I just don't want you to break it.
I wouldn't break it.
Plus, Zahn, you still have caramel on your fingers.
Oh, it's a little sticky, huh?
Yes.
Starts licking her fingers.
What's Bree's reaction to that?
Bree does not move.
Mm-hmm. You're just holding her fingers while she's licking them?
Yeah.
This is adorable.
Thanks for the help. Right. Well.
Anytime. My pleasure. Tossie, are we there yet?
We're getting there. Just, I think, maybe two more patrols till we're there.
You guys get to the coordinates. It's a warehouse just on the outskirts of the main landing platforms that are there. You guys are not very far from where you actually landed your ship.
Good.
We can pull it back onto the ship.
I can just send it back on the autopilot.
You're good.
Excellent work, A1. You are truly a valued member of this crew.
And the cutest.
Aw, thank you.
You definitely are the most adorable droid in our complement.
He can't really blush, but you saw his photoreceptors turned a little pink there.
They did.
Oh, yeah, that's because it's cold outside.
You don't get cold.
Hey, look, that's the door we have to go in.
Okay.
And he starts heading that way.
Bree will get out and follow him.
Right. As you guys are going, there's a sound of a school bell. And you see several kids come running out of a school. And they run down the street. They kind of go around you guys. They bump into you guys as you're going. Who has the highest perception?
I believe that's Quinth, but I have 3 yellow.
I have 3 yellow as well.
Yeah, 2 yellow, 2 green.
Only 1 yellow and 2 green.
Yeah. All right. The kids kind of bump into you guys, push past. They're all screaming and hollering and doing what kids do. A couple of them are tossing, you know, snowballs at each other.
Zahn tosses one at one of them.
Tazi checks his pockets.
Everything's there. Nothing's gone.
It's not the first time that we've encountered small
children.
People that have walked away with things.
Yeah.
True story.
I think when Quinth first hears the bell, she goes to pull her blaster, and then when she sees children running towards her, she puts it away.
Fair enough. A1 rolls up to the door, plugs into the little computer port there. You see it spins a few times, and then the door opens up. We can go in.
Who are we meeting?
Our contact.
Do we have a name? Just contact?
Yeah, I have a name.
Is it R3A1?
Yep.
I also have a name, but I don't think we know who the contact is.
Like, I normally don't ask these questions.
Bree goes in.
When did you become the brains?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Zahn follows Bree.
All right.
I think I have a tension headache starting.
A1 says, do you want me to see if D4 can come over and help you with that?
No.
Zahn pops out. I heard D4's name. I love D4. Bring D4.
No, we'll get back to the ship fairly quick. It's fine. Let's just go. Let's just go.
You always make D4 stay behind. And Zahn stomps in again behind Bree.
Well, I mean, D4 does make a good, like, ship's guard.
He's fairly conspicuous.
Zahn's not listening. She's ignoring.
Are we talking about D4? What? He is incredibly stealthy.
That's true. Do you want me to get him for you?
I don't think we need him here. We're just meeting contact.
No, I yeah, I think we're fine.
Nobody wants him.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying no one is wounded.
Yes.
He would be here expecting people to be bleeding and be very disappointed if no one were.
It's okay. We're just talking to a dude, right? Or a lady. Well, the night, or them. The, or they.
The night's early.
Some being, yes.
The night is early.
So where is this contact we are looking for?
Hello?
You guys are walking around. And the warehouse is an old abandoned warehouse. Looks like it probably hasn't been used in a few months. You see some old cargo crates there that are all empty. You see the lifting devices and machines in there.
This is so boring.
It's very dusty in here. The air is a little warmer than what you had outside, but the heat's definitely not on, so it's still got a chill in the air.
Is it pretty quiet?
It's very quiet in here.
Zahn takes out a candy and unwraps it very loudly.
It echoes in the warehouse slightly. You guys wander around the warehouse. It's dark inside. You have lights coming in from the outside, kind of illuminating. So there's lots of shadows and corners to hide.
What's next?
Briel turned her helmet light on.
I don't know what's next. I didn't get the call.
Who got the call again?
A1. That's what I'm saying. Like, Quinth is used to kind of this... this, like, darkness meeting strange people, cloak and blaster, like I don't know, spy stuff.
We can leave my sex life out of this, Tazi.
Oh, here we go.
I wasn't talking about that. Wow.
It was pretty spicy. I'm just gonna add that.
No, I was
it's like hot sauce.
I was talking about your former line of work. Was I talking about your former line of work?
Classify as sex life. Depends on the view.
Can Quinth make a leadership role to command who's ever waiting for them to come out?
As you are kind of standing there after a couple of minutes, you guys looking around, A1 rolls out to the center of the warehouse and you just hear him loudly say, "We're here to fix the broken refresher." And then he just looks around.
You know, I saw a hollow that started like that once.
Oh.
Before Zahn can say it, Bree just goes,
"It's a code phrase, Zahn."
Oh. I gotta use the refresher, though.
Do you need me to take you back to the ship?
Isn't there one in here? They just said.
It's broken, obviously.
It's fine. Hello?
I'm not a super fan of this, I just would like to say.
I can fix things.
You mean meeting random people in warehouses?
I can't really fix things, guys. I just said that.
I know, Zahn. Don't worry. A1 can fix lots of things, and I can fix things as well.
When I meet a contact, I expect them to be on time.
It's possible they're just sitting there listening to us babble and wondering why they're meeting us.
I would guess that is quite probable. They're probably seeing if we are worth dealing with.
Bree walks over to A1, like, looks around into the darkness.
And from above you, in one of the catwalks, you hear, "Oh, I have been here for a while."
Hello.
You look up and you see there's a female human up there. She's leaning against the guardrail of the little catwalk now. She's medium build. She has brown curly hair. Her skin is very tanned and it looks slightly weathered. From here, you'd guess she's probably late 20s, early 30s. She walks along the catwalk and starts walking down the little flight of stairs. She's very graceful. She's wearing what looks to be kind of a light padded armor. It's a black pants with a brown shirt and a little blue vest on. As she approaches you guys, you notice she has very big brown eyes.
Quinth will lean over and say very quietly to Tazi, "Now, if I was going to give this person a nickname, it would be some kind of small forest creature, probably."
Maybe don't do that. Let's not give them a nickname yet.
Mm. No, Tazi.
I'd call them hot pants.
I mean, she might be the one we've been looking for.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying let's...
Oh.
Ixnay on the fox a thing.
Why I said little fork.
Hi! You're pretty! We're not good at this.
Thank you.
Some of us are. Some of us were at least at one point in our lives.
The report on you has been very accurate.
Sorry.
And yet you still came to meet us.
Mutual goals will bring together strange bedfellows.
Also, sometimes you take whatever help you can get.
The enemy of my enemy and whatnot.
In a way. And she walks up to Quinth, holds out her hand. I am Captain Elbry Freehum.
So Quinth will shake it. Captain Ninquinth Valet.
It's nice to meet you. Her hand, when you shake it, she's got a very firm grip. Her hands, you can tell they've never shied away from a day of work. When she gets up close, Quinth, you can smell. It's kind of a combination almost of a little like engine oil and lilac.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a weird combination, but it's not unpleasant.
And to what do we owe the honor of meeting you, Captain?
My understanding is it's I who can help you.
I mean, yeah, we did kind of say we needed, you know, some assistance in getting this particular person out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The old temple is holding someone that we need to retrieve.
Excellent. Well, it's a good thing myself and my crew, we are part of the company that has the contract to bring supplies to the prison.
And do you always stab the people who are paying your bills in the back?
It's an awkward question.
Or is it just the Empire?
Only those whose ethics don't line up with mine.
You're a woman after my own heart.
Well then, how can I be of service?
Zahn giggles.
You want to get in there, I understand.
Quinth will motion to Tazi since he's the one who had the direct communication about the prisoner.
I mean, I'd like to say it's a pretty open and shut operation, but it certainly won't be getting into the old Jedi Temple even with the covert ways we know to get in there. We're definitely going to need help getting in, getting on site, but then also getting exfiltrated once we've got our person in hand.
So you would like to do this stealthy, no full frontal assault?
I mean, no offense, but I mean, we've spent quite a bit of time in the... I've spent quite a bit of time in the Jedi Temple, the old temple, and a frontal assault would be, well, ineffective. Unless you've got some kind of army I don't know about.
No, nothing like that. Just myself and my crew.
What does your... I mean, obviously your crew runs cargo, but do they do anything else?
She smiles slyly. We do what we can to move information when we can. Our current position allows us access to certain Imperial sites that others don't have.
You know, I hear that the XG-4500 is the new up-and-comer for cargo movers. Have you looked into that?
She smiles and just looks over at you, Quinth. I have never flown in one of those, but I have a very close friend who does. Which you would know is her way of saying, I'm an ally with Spynet, but I'm not part of Spynet.
Right. Oh, me too. Anyway, Tazi, what was the name of this person again?
It's the Jedi Master. Or a Jedi Master. It's Master Kukruk.
Interesting. Getting to that level of the detention center is difficult.
Do they have a lot of Jedi in there?
Not anymore. Just a handful.
Well, that would be more than enough to cause a hearty distraction if they all somehow got out.
A prison break would give you a distraction. There are several other political prisoners, leaders of other factions that don't agree with the Empire.
I mean, if your team is good at data retrieval and extraction and transfer, perhaps your team would also be skilled with, say, slicing into a security system and releasing all the prisoners on a particular detention level. I mean, if your team doesn't have that capability, and Tazi's hand goes down and kind of like pats A1 on its dome, I happen to know a pretty competent droid here. More than competent. Some would say expert level.
A1 kind of postures up a little bit. He can't really puff out his chest, but the droid equivalent. She looks at you. My team is more known for stealth and not being caught.
Well, again, I mean, here's a question then. Could you maybe take A1 with your team and get A1 to a place where he could slice in and perhaps make these types of moves?
It is possible for us to do that. He is a droid. They would not pay attention to him if he slipped off to the side and plugged into the computers.
What do you think, buddy? You got it in you?
Yeah. I've cracked the Imperial Code multiple times.
I know you have, but this is a high-stakes detention center. High security. I was just, you know.
Yeah, they're not very creative. They follow the same patterns.
Bree, do you have any experience with Imperial patrols?
I've shot several of them. If I recall correctly, a good chunk of them were in the detention center that we rescued that disreputable fellow from.
Mm-hmm.
The scientist. I can't remember his name anymore.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if we can't really fake our way in as Imperials.
Oh, no. No, we are far too diverse a crew for that.
Yeah.
Two of you could. The rest, you could go in as prisoners.
Or even be taken in as cargo.
Tazi, you said you've been to this place numerous times. Is there any other entrance than the primary one? A means of ingress that they might not be aware of?
I mean, A1 has detailed maps of the Jedi Temple. We've been there a number of times, and he's, on more than one occasion, had reason to connect to the computers.
A1, can you help us out with that? Is there another methodology that perhaps some sort of escape tunnel that we could use to backtrack into the place?
A1 broadcasts a little image of the layout of the temple. Well, this is where we went last time. I don't know what modifications they've made, but I mean, there's exhaust ports for bad air and in ports for good air.
I mean, it looks like there's some areas down here. There's exhaust ports that lead to the power generation station. I mean, we might be able to go that way, but if it's a schematic that you grabbed from the temple, I'm sure they already know about it.
Yeah, but it's the Imperials. It's the Empire. They probably think no one would ever dare.
Could just make a hole.
Captain Freeham, can you tell us what the staffing is like at those facility?
Several guards, several wardens.
When you say several, are you talking 6, 10, 20?
500.
My estimations are probably anywhere from 75 to 100. Different employees between the security staff, the troopers that are there.
What if we created a diversion with a frontal assault, and then, Captain, you and your crew and stealthy members of the crew can effect the escape while we are being a very noisy distraction?
But there's no way you're going to win that fight or escape.
We don't need to win. We need to survive and withdraw.
Just make a noise.
That would be difficult.
Perhaps by driving a large armored limousine by and shooting at them and getting them to chase us.
With the disco ball?
Well, do you want the disco ball in the limousine? It might get shot, Zahn. I thought you wanted it for the cockpit.
We'll get one for Tazi later.
Fair enough.
I mean, I used to watch some old Hollows with my mom, where, you know, when they did a prison break, people would sneak out with, like, laundry cargo. Maybe we could try something like that instead of, you know, an assault. Use the limo as a distraction. Maybe, you know, again, just to draw some forces away, but then maybe we sneak out with, I don't know, the dirty robes, the, you know, the armor that he's polishing.
Or we could sneak in with food and then out with the laundry. I've seen those videos that you saw. Like the kitchen. There's food in there somewhere.
Well, I mean, Quint mentioned that too. We could go in as cargo.
Yes.
But specifically food. Food's delicious.
Wouldn't be the first time we've ridden in cargo containers.
Captain, do they scan the incoming cargo?
Not on my vessel.
I mean, we could go secreted into some cargo containers. Then once they place us in a warehouse facility or something, we can leave, attempt to make our way to the detention center. Then we simply need to fight our way out. Which, again, we are facing a large force.
Maybe we can get somebody to shoot from the outside while we're in.
Shooting the outside would be difficult. They have ships that patrol. They have turbo lasers that are mounted out there to repel ships or other incoming ground assaults.
Well,
that means that limo wouldn't last very long.
It's a bummer.
I think stealth is the only real option we have.
Stealth is awful.
I think stealth, and I think a distraction internally would be better. Something that makes them send more of their forces. Because if it's just a drive-by limo shooting at them, how many people are they going to send after it? Now, if we started a massive fire...
Captain, you said there were turbo lasers. Are there ships that are parked there as well, other than just TIE fighters, like smaller transports?
There are a few. Mostly the Lambda-class shuttles come in.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, that is mostly taking prisoners on off the planet to a rotating personnel.
And Tazi's eyes get real wide for a second. Oh, wait. I have an idea. So before something that you know, we had to help the Jedi with took us into some underground lava flows underneath the temple, and I believe they also use those underground lava flows for power generation and for heat. What if we caused some kind of malfunction with that system?
That sounds fun.
A1 goes, I could program an overload. I would just have to plug in.
Something that would maybe force them to evacuate the temple?
And we could slip out during the confusion.
I mean, it might not have a lot of time. It might not buy us a lot of time, but I don't know how much we'll need.
If we can distract even half of their forces, we have a very good chance of getting out.
Chris, if it's okay, I'd like to spend one of our light side points to say that...
Okay.
To say that A1 does have in his archives maps of those underground lava flows from our brief journey down there.
Okay.
At least an entry point that we could use if needed, or a point we could get out if we needed to.
Okay.
I mean, they're caves, and there's certainly dangers down there, but I mean, if we absolutely had to, we could probably go through the temple, get into the underground caverns, and get out that way.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So maybe we go in as cargo. You know, we trigger the overload, or trigger the fake overload. If we can really overload it too. I mean, if the Empire is holding the temple, I mean, if we can get people out and take out the temple too, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
And then we grab our cargo, our friend, and maybe as many people as we can escape. Maybe as many people as we can take with us and get out through the underground tunnels. I'm sure the Empire is probably not watching them because they're the Empire. They're never going to expect anybody to try to do anything like this.
I mean, it sounds like a workable plan at this point.
Their confidence will be their undoing.
Captain, when is your next delivery?
Tomorrow morning.
What are you delivering?
Us, Zahn.
Well, besides us, there's got to be something cool there.
I believe we are delivering food and other supplies.
Okay.
Hopefully the type of supplies that they will put into a storeroom and then walk away from.
Oh, you know what? I bet we can slip by their scanners by hiding in like a refrigerated cargo container. If we can bring down our temperatures, the life scanners wouldn't pick us up. I know a little bit from smuggling, my smuggling days.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do we have any carbonite?
You want to put us in carbonite?
Well, I mean, I don't want to do that, but I mean, that's honestly the safest way to ensure that they don't find us as...
Who would release us?
They would... We'd basically be frozen for a while. Somebody would have to release us, or it could be done remotely via timers.
Oh, we could do a timer. Yeah, let's do that.
I would... No. I'm going to veto this.
No carbonite.
Just a suggestion.
It was just a suggestion. I've never done it.
That sounds so cool.
I've heard of people doing it. There's some dangers. You can go blind.
I vote Tazi's idea.
No, Zahn, I just said, like, it's dangerous. You can get
YOLO, Tazi. You only live once.
Like, you can, and I'd like to keep that one life as long as I possibly can.
Zahn, if we can figure out a non-carbonite option, it's probably our best. We'll keep carbonite as a backup.
Okay, as long as it's a backup. Or like a vacation. Something.
You think being encased in carbonite would be a vacation?
It might be. I get a lot of sleep. Why are you rubbing your head, Quinthy?
I chose this. I just have to remind myself.
All right. Does anyone need anything from the ship before we go?
I need to make sure that Sven's fed. I finally got him a new collar, so...
I'm thinking weapons, armor, is there anything we need there?
Oh, otherwise, you need that kind of stuff.
We should prepare for this mission.
Okay.
Yes, the things that will help us survive.
I mean, Sven's pretty cool, but whatever.
Yes, but Zahn, if you do not survive it, not only will I be very sad...
Oh, you'll be
Sven
sad?
Sven will have no one to feed him. Oh. Of course I would okay. be sad.
Universe knows we're not going to feed him.
Fine. Hey, A1!
What? Yes?
Can you feed my cat? My loth cat? I'm sure... I haven't fed him since we left, and he's hungry.
I mean, do you want me to go to the ship now, or...
Wait a minute, you're right here.
Yeah, don't you mean D4?
D4! Sorry!
Just as a side note here, because this mission is going to be so stealth-heavy, it might be a good idea to have D4 with us.
That's a good point.
So maybe D4 can feed the
Sven
Lothcat on its way over here.
Their way, their person.
Okay.
Captain Freehum goes, I don't mean to interrupt this charming conversation, but...
Oh no, please interrupt.
I do have other things I need to do. Could we perhaps go over the plan? And she's pointing at the 3D map that A1 is projecting on the floor.
And I imagine that, Tazi will kind of look around at the group, look over at Quinth, and, nod, waiting for Quinth to nod back.
Quinth nods.
All right, so I think this is what we're going to do. And then Tazi makes a move to, he starts pointing at the map. A1, the map starts to turn a little bit, and I think we fade there.
The crew with the captain start looking at the map and start planning the route in and the route out. And as you guys are doing that, Zahn, your comm goes off. And you look down, and there's a message from D4 that says, simply, Sven Sick, need you at ship.
Okay. So I see this, and I kind of, make a little face. But everybody's busy talking about their important, smart planning things that Zahn's not normally a part of. She just kind of nods and smiles, usually. And she waits a beat until everybody's focusing on, the map, and she slips out.
Okay. The ship's not very far away.
Yep, I head to the ship to see what is wrong with Sven.
The loading ramp is already down, which is kind of surprising because you remember closing it.
It's odd.
You walk on the ship, and it's quiet.
Sven? D4? Anybody?
After a couple of shouts down the hallway, you hear Sven meow.
Sven!
And then you see Sven walks up towards you, and following behind Sven is your mother.
Sven, come here. Hi. Hello.
Sven does what Sven does and walks a little bit, stops, licks his paw, walks a little forward towards you. Your mom walks up, gets a couple meters away, and just crosses her arms, leans against the wall, and crosses her left leg over her right leg. Well, my dear, it is nice to see you again.
Is it really nice to see me again, Mother?
Well, I would just like to know, are you done running around being a fool? I have set us up in a very nice position.
Zahn kind of mirrors her body posture. She doesn't mean to, but she crosses her arms and she does the lean against the wall on the other side. You've set this up?
No, dear, not this. Us, the family. Your father, he would like you to come back.
Daddy?
No. Yes, he has requested you to come back.
Are you really together again?
As much as we always have been, dear.
I do miss Daddy. Zahn takes a few steps closer to her mom.
She stays right where she's at.
Is Dad here too?
Honey, if he is following the plan, he is working on top of a senator right now.
Zahn kind of grits her teeth a little bit in this smile.
That he has always been good at.
Runs in the family. You shouldn't be here.
Nor should you.
Zahn steps up face to face with her mom. It's gonna go bad for you.
Honey, I always come out on top.
Zahn tries to take a punch at her mom.
Oh, very well. Roll your attack. It's gonna be two purple and she's not really trying to defend.
It probably won't be a punch. It's more of a slap.
By surprise.
You know, daughter mom slap.
Okay. So, yep. All right. Give yourself a blue die because she's not really prepared to defend anything. She's got her arms crossed and her legs crossed.
Just use my brawl?
Whatever your, brawl check is.
Total, I got 6 successes, 4 advantages.
Okay. Slap echoes through the hallway. She staggers, catches herself as she hits the ground. That was uncalled for.
What about my sister?
Talia is still with the family doing what we do.
My other sister.
You have no other sister.
That's so like you. I do have another sister. You banished her. Jaina.
She banished herself.
You're an awful mother.
And technically that one was your father.
Stepmother. So, what do you want? Are you here just to be mean to me again?
She stands up. Dear, I am trying to help you.
You've never tried to help me.
You should take a look in the mirror, dear. You are strong, independent. You are ready. Come back to the family. Take your rightful place. And we will survive and be very rich doing it.
Chikar is a long family line.
Very true.
But I've made some friends. But I like being rich. Let's go see Daddy.
Very well. That's a long trip.
I thought you said he was here.
No, dear. He is working as senator, remember?
You're not here for the show? I thought everybody was here for the show.
Are you talking about the earlier activities in the center of the capital?
Yeah, that was not very nice of a show.
A necessity.
Okay. So, if I come back, what will happen?
She will work with me and your father, our new allies, your sister, your brother. You will do what is needed for us to survive. Your talents will not be as easily defined as mine. You will be much more of the fist of the family.
I do like how that sounds.
All the luxuries, all the abilities to do what you want.
Do we have...
And little repercussions, my dear.
Do we have to go now?
Yes.
Okay. Zahn turns around and goes to scoop up Sven. And kind of cuddles him in her arms and turns to look at her mom. Okay.
Very well. She looks down the hall past you. She says loudly, "We are good to go, my love." And you hear a voice down the hall. "Very well. I'm glad she sees it our way." And out from one of the rooms, you see a blue-skinned Twi'lek step out, wearing black armor with red highlights.
Zahn drops the cat and bolts towards this Twi'lek with her knife out. She grabs it as she runs from her boot.
Very well. Let's roll some of the old initiative. I think this is probably a cool check because you're trying to hold it together.
Okay, cool. There. 4 successes, 4 advantages.
All right. I rolled poorly, so... Zahn, you have the initiative.
I'm going to run out and just launch myself at this Twi'lek and try to, body mass center jab him.
Okay. Roll your attack.
I don't use this very often. I don't, or at all, actually.
Mm-hmm. So it's your melee attack. So you're going to be rolling a red, a purple, 3 black dice.
I have 3 green and I have 3 yellow, a purple, a red, and 3 black. It comes up as 1 success and 4 advantages.
Okay. What is your damage? And what would you like to do with the advantages?
Damage is 10.
What's your crit rating on the knife?
Let me see. Crit rating is 3. And Let's aim for a head tail. That would be... Mom wouldn't like only a one-tail Twi'lek. She's very... Eh.
All right, so you spend your advantages.
Yeah.
Cut one of his Leku in half, and as you do that, you see his eyes flare this yellow-red color, and his bears his teeth at you, and he lashes out with his lightsaber. What is your defense?
My defense is 0.
Okay, so this might hurt.
Probably.
Not as much as I thought.
Oh, darn.
So I only have 2 successes. So that's going to be 12 damage, and it's going to ignore your soak. That'll technically ignore 10 points of soak.
I only got 9.
Okay, so you flashes the lightsaber out and slashes on deeply across the thigh. And he glares at her. And in his other hand, he pushes a button, and you can feel the ship lifting up and off the ground.
What? No!
I'm going to pause for a second. We go back to the crew. You guys are wrapping up kind of your plans. Whoever has the highest perception, roll it.
What was the difficulty in, Chris? Just average?
Just average. Just 2 purple.
Oh, yeah. 3 successes.
Okay. You guys get done with your plans. You have a good idea of where you're going to go in the temple. And you guys realize Zahn's not there.
Quince, where did Zahn go?
Hmm? What?
Somebody just send her a comm. I mean, she probably is messing with that Lothcat.
Oh, so Quint will try to calm her.
Don't, Quint, I'll just go get her. She probably got distracted, like, pulling the hairballs out of him. You finish up here, let me know what we're doing, and I will go get Zahn.
Okay. Quint, are you still calming
Zahn? Yeah, I'm going to calm Zahn. I'm going to calm Zahn.
Bree heads out at that point.
I'm just going to call her.
Okay. The calm answers.
Hey!
Zahn's calm. How may I help you?
And do I recognize this voice?
It's definitely Zahn's mom.
Quint will look at the group with, like, great big eyes. Yes, is Zahn there?
Oh, my dear. Don't worry, Quinty. She is with me. Go about your business. We are handling her.
You know, from one mother to another... I may not have been the best mom in the universe, but at least I'm not pond scum on the boot of the Imperial Force.
At least I will survive this, and be rich, and not scraping by to eat. But that is fine. We do not need to banter like this, my dear. We are done.
Tazi takes off after Bree.
Perfect. You guys are rushing out.
Me too.
Back over to Zahn. The ship is lifting off. It is your initiative.
I am going to try and... Can I kick out at him? Okay.
Sure. Hey, you're in the hallway. You've got full room.
Okay, I'm not like right there up engaged with him right now. I like did my little cut thing. Yep. Leku's off.
Yep.
I'm not trying to get away. This guy's some kark. So Zahn's going to run towards him and... try to kick him over, like knock out a knee so he can go down.
Okay. Roll that same red, the purple, the 3 black for his defense. And since you're doing a called shot, it actually adds 2 more black dice.
Okay, 2 more black dice. That's a lot of black dice.
2 more purples.
Okay.
If you got any tricks, use them now.
Oh, I don't think I have any good tricks.
You can do it.
I have 3 successes and 1 triumph and 2 threats.
Nice. So you're going to take a couple points of strain for the threats. And how much damage do you do?
For my little kicky boots, because these are shock boots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They do 9 damage.
You could spend either 2 advantages or a triumph to kick in.
Well, I got a triumph, so I'm going to... kick in the... Let's see. It says disorient 3 or stun 3. Stun. Run up! Try to kick the crap out... the cark out of him as I set my shock boots off to stun him a bit.
So the stun quality would let you do strain damage. So disorient would mean he would add black dice to his thing. Oh. You're thinking of staggered or...
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's disorient what?
Disorient 3.
So, Zahn, you run up and you kick his knee hard. And as you kick, he tried to pick his foot up so that your kick would hit his shin and kind of deflect some of the blow. But it deflects off his left leg and into his right ankle. And you see his ankle kind of turn.
You didn't need that, did you?
And he grimaces and looks at you. The hatred is just oozing out of him as he's just staring at you. And he walks forward. What is your discipline?
My discipline? Zahn's discipline is 1 yellow, 2 green. I guess this is how family's supposed to react.
So, Zahn, he glares at you, holds his lightsaber in his right hand and holds his left hand towards you, and closes his fingers tight into a fist. You feel your whole body kind of crush in on itself. And you feel yourself pushed right to the floor. Are staggered. End of your next turn, you're going to take a critical injury.
Ooh.
That's 10%. Ooh, that's only a 55. Zahn collapses to the ground and you bang your head on the wall a little bit and you're bleeding.
It's...
And you can feel yourself kind of staggering a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to... Any check you make that's based on willpower or presence increased by 1. I don't think you're going to have a ton of those right now.
Probably not. I'm a little busy getting smushed to the ground.
Chris, can I ask, does Sven get a turn in this?
Sven's on top of me, hissing.
He's licking himself.
Oh, that's more Sven style. He's right next to me.
You don't think Sven would step up and...
Nah, yeah. That's not Sven style. He's sitting next to me licking himself.
So you are staggered, which means you can't perform actions on. If you still like to perform maneuver, you could.
A maneuver?
You do still feel the ship lifting off the ground even further, and the landing ramp is still open, and that's what's behind you.
Zahn kind of gathers her bearings for a moment, looks over at the one leg Utwilik, tries to glance towards her mom. And then looks over at Sven, licking himself. And I just sigh in.
You see the Twi'lek, his hand is still held in that clenched fist. And he is walking forward towards you. Shoulders kind of hunched over, eyes locked with your eyes. You can see the hatred in his eyes as he starts walking forward.
Where is Mom in this room area? Is she over by the wall still?
She is standing behind him. You can see a look of almost pity, but also some sadness. But she you can tell that she knows her place, and she's made her bed. She's made her decision.
Zahn looks around, she does the sigh, and she's like, Mother, I'll be good and go with you if you end him.
As you say that, he is walking forward towards you. You can feel your body slowly being pushed backwards. He is still 5 or 6 meters away, but you are sliding across the floor.
Backward toward the ramp?
Yep. She just looks at you and says, Zahn, this is the choices we've made. I have made this choice before. I asked you.
You can change.
She goes, and I cannot change what we are. I can only ask you to make the decision. Just say you will forsake the life you have and come back to us. And as she says that, you can feel your feet slide off the end of the ramp. And you're held in the air. And this is about the time the rest of the crew comes running up. You can see your ship about 60 meters up, and you see Zahn hanging in the air.
No, Mother. And then quietly to herself, she says, I miss you, Daddy.
You see her drop her head down. She turns her back, and you can see her put her hands to her face, and her shoulders kind of bob up and down a little bit. And the Twi'lek steps in your view, and he locks eyes with you, smiles, and reaches up and touches his leku that you cut. This is your price.
Zahn just smiles.
And he unclenches his fist, and you feel yourself falling.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. You can follow the crew on Twitter at RedemptionPod and Instagram at RedemptionPodcast, or check out our website at RedemptionPodcast.com. If you're enjoying our adventures, please leave a 5-star review for us in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. Support the show by becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/redemption. Patreons get outtakes, help create NPCs for us, and get to play with us on occasion as well. Thank you for listening.